This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Magnitude don't just rest at the FBI and DOJ. They're throughout the intelligence community. And we, the Russiagate guys, like Johnny Ratcliffe and myself, who investigated this and exposed this, are trying to expose documentation that we've known existed for years. At the same time, we're finding new material.
All right, that is FBI Director Kash Patel talking about really how widespread this crime is within the government. This is Wiggins America. Welcome to it this weekend. What's amazing is that it's not just the FBI. Of course, it involves the CIA. This is Russiagate we're talking about. The Obama slash intelligence agencies plan to frame Trump, make up evidence to frame Trump, which they did. I mean, they did it. Now we're just seeing all the documentation about it. And it's because they can't hide all the documents. They tried to put them in burn bags, and apparently somebody saved them from being burned. There was a whistleblower, maybe in that guy. Don't know exactly who it was that saved those documents. They're probably protecting him at this point from being suicided, as the Clintons like to do. But this is such a widespread crime within the government that they're finding it within every agency. So they're finding it in the CIA. They're finding it in the DNI. That was Clapper. They're finding it. That was Brennan in the CIA. It was James Comey in the FBI. They're finding it at the DOJ, as far as I know. Well, they've linked it to Obama anyway, and that would have been under the DOJ. So we are all over this thing. And the interesting thing about this crime is that it's just not being talked about as much as you'd think it would be, because this is going to end up being one of the biggest stories in American history. And if you're in that camp that I understand if you are, if you're in that camp of people who says, oh, nothing's going to happen, nothing ever happens to any of these people, well, I think you need to brace yourself because this is different. Trump is pushing this from the top. His top leaders are all on board. And what they're doing right now is they're slowly disseminating this information. Listen again to Kash Patel here.
We are educating the American public as we build through this transparency initiative. And where the investigation goes, I can assure you of this. We will max accountability for the American public.
You hear what he says there? Quote, we are educating the American public as we build through this transparency initiative. So that's what he's doing. That's what they're all doing. Tulsi Gabbard's doing it. To an extent, Pam Bondi's doing it. But really, FBI and Bongino and Kash Patel are doing it. They're out there giving us new information, probably both as they find it and as they release it, because they have to go through all these protocols and things. But they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't building a case. They wouldn't be building a case if they didn't intend to try it. And by try it, I mean trial it. This will go to trial. What does it look like to try an American president for treason? Man, I don't know. Will it hit Obama? I think it will. Some of the things that he did while he was president, he will claim immunity from now because of the Supreme Court. But those are supposed to be official acts as president. These were acts of campaign. Clinton is going down. Hillary Clinton. I don't know about Bill. James Clapper. Comey. Brennan for sure is going down. I mean, these are the top intelligence agents in our country for years. And they all colluded, conspired to lie, to take down a political opponent. You can't do that to anybody, let alone a political opponent. You can't do that, no matter who you are. You can't just make things up. That's called, at best, libel. At worst, it's treason. So where does this go? Well, again, I'll read that quote to you. And just follow along here. We quote, we are educating the American public as we build through this transparency initiative.
Investigation of this magnitude don't just rest at the FBI and DOJ. They're throughout the intelligence community. And we, the Russiagate guys like Johnny Ratcliffe and myself who investigated this and exposed this, are trying to expose documentation that we've known existed for years. At the same time, we're finding new material. We are educating the American public as we build through this transparency initiative. And where the investigation goes, I can assure you of this. We will max accountability for the American public.
They're doing this so that they can make sure everybody gets how deep and how widespread this thing was before they start prosecuting it. Mark my words, they are going to prosecute this. I don't know exactly what that looks like. I don't know that anybody does. I think they're probably trying to figure out what this looks like because we are in uncharted territory, at least within modern times. I mean, maybe you're talking about back when Benedict Arnold was tried at the American Revolution, but is that the precedent they have to go with? I don't know. We'll see. It might be. But it is wild times, and we got to keep an eye on it because those who are plugged in that know all about this, if you listen to 97.1, you know about this because we talk about it. It's in the news. If you don't, if you're not plugged into politics, not everybody knows what's going on here. We're going to take a short break here, though, and switch gears because we have a great guest coming up, Sergeant Thomas Becker. He has a book, and he was a Vietnam veteran. Now, I'm going to ask him, the first question I'm going to ask him is, what is it like to be drafted? Because he is in the last generation of Americans that have ever been drafted. And that is interesting. So we'll start there, and we will go into his experience in Vietnam because he saw some serious combat. All right, stick around.
Strap on your diapers, babies, because Wiggy Wigs right and dirty. Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
As far as nicknames go, the worst thing that could have happened to Lydia was when she got the clap.
The Grocery List, Food for Thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell you a little story here. A couple weeks ago, I was introduced to a man named Sergeant Thomas Becker. And I didn't know that he was a sergeant. I just met you. And then we started talking. And I'll ask you first, when were you in Vietnam?
1968 to 1969. I believe it was July of 68 to June of 69.
Okay.
I got out a little bit early to go back to college.
Did you know that it would only be that long, or was it just you had no idea?
It was supposed to be 1 year, your typical tour for Army was 12 months. For Marines was 13 months. I didn't know that at the time. For officers, 6 months.
So
it depended.
So when you are the last generation that has been drafted.
And I believe so.
That fascinates me. From reading your book, I'll plug your book here. Sergeant Becker, A Vietnam Story, 82nd Airborne Division.
Yes.
And thank you for signing my book, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Question.
Yeah.
Have you read it yet?
Well, I'm about halfway through.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's a good start.
I said, well, I'm trying to get through it as much as I can, but I also want to like sit in it a little bit.
The best stuff is yet to come.
Okay, good. Well, I got a lot of questions for you, and one of them is about just being drafted, because it is something that my generation has never dealt with. What is it like to sit there and know you are going from living your normal life to now all of a sudden you are going into war, and you have no choice.
A total shock. A total shock. I mean, it's hard to explain just how shocking that is. I had a college deferment, but then you have to be full-time in college, and I took a course called analytic geometry and calculus, and I flunked it. Because that is one course you have to study every night, and I would cram for finals. I was very busy. I was working probably 20 hours a week, going to college full-time, and dating probably 20 hours a week.
Okay.
So I didn't have time to study every night, and that course needed it. So I always thought the way they drafted was very unfair. If you draft some young men, you should draft them all. But they didn't need them all.
Right.
And I sometimes wonder today if it wouldn't be a good idea to draft everyone to do some sort of government service.
That's the Israeli model, isn't it?
Yeah.
The minute you turn 18, you are in service.
I think 1 year would do it. I was drafted for 2 years, but I think 1 year, and I mean men and women, or girls and boys, both. Naturally, I wouldn't expect the girls or women to go into military, combat training, anything like that. I wouldn't want that. But I think it would really help us to be a more cohesive nation. We all would have more of a stake in our country if we had to give a year of service of some type. I think it's a great idea.
I've heard people suggest that before, and I don't know that I disagree with that. I mean, we have a lot more people, so you'd have a lot of service, and maybe the service looks different. Maybe it's not all military, but you serve your country in some way or another, whether it be police or,
just
some sort of public service. I don't know that that's a bad idea. I don't know that people would vote for it, but I don't know that it's a bad idea either. Do you think that we'll ever see a draft again in this country?
It's possible. I believe an 18-year-old male has to register today, to this day. So it's always possible. But the world is changing so much. I think the soldiers, the warriors of tomorrow, are going to be young men with joysticks and displays, with drones and such things. But you'll always need soldiers on the ground. You'll always need some of that, but I think more of it will be drone-type warfare, remote-type warfare.
Yeah, and especially with the way that war has changed, because it's not even... One of the only times in recent memory that I was really surprised was when Russia basically just declared war on Ukraine. Because you don't see nations declaring war on each other much anymore. It's terrorism. It's pockets within countries. That's what we're fighting.
It brings up a point. We never declared war on Vietnam. People don't think about that. No, that was, in fact, when Vietnam veterans came back and they wanted to join the Veterans of Foreign Wars, they wouldn't let us in. They said that wasn't a war. It was never declared a war.
No kidding.
So they wouldn't let us in. That's why we started our own Vietnam Veterans Association. Because the VFW, they didn't want any part of it.
Has that changed?
Well, think about how many members of the armed forces are left from World War II or Korea. They would love to have us back now, but it's too late.
No kidding.
It's too late because they don't, the VFW is a shell of its former self.
What a terrible decision. Yeah.
So we did our own.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I think we started ours somewhere around 85. I didn't get active until about 8 years ago, I think. Had a lot of PTSD, and it wouldn't let me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I spent 30 years just trying to forget about it, 30 years. And then I spent probably 10 years after that starting to talk about it, starting to talk to my wife even.
Sergeant Thomas Becker is with us. Let's take a short break. Is it okay if we come back and talk about some of those things? I mean, I'm not going to push you to talk about things you don't want to talk about.
It's okay.
But I do want to ask you some questions, and we can take this wherever you want, because there's some really intense stuff that you've dealt with, that you were a part of in Vietnam from 1968 to 1969. And I figure since you're talking about it in the book that you're willing to talk about it.
And I call it the glory years of Vietnam. The 68 Tet Offensive was the height of the war. That was in the end of January, starting really February of 68. And that year, between 68 and 69, I think half of all our casualties were in that year. That was the height of the war.
Wow.
And the 82nd Airborne was the bad boys of the Army. How the heck I got in there, I don't know. If you've ever watched the movie The Dirty Dozen, that describes probably a third of the men in our unit. They were thugs.
Well, let's find out more about this. We're going to take a very short break and be right back with Sergeant Thomas Becker.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Wiggins America with Sergeant Becker. That's the name of his book, A Vietnam Story, 82nd Airborne Division. We're talking about his time in Vietnam. The reason that I originally just said, oh my gosh, I got to have you in to talk about this, is you just started talking about throwing a grenade.
Yeah.
And it captured my attention so much because I've never really thought about it. You said you pull the pin and then you wait a certain amount of time and you could never wait that long.
Well, in order to get an airburst, you need the thing goes off 4.5 seconds after you pull the pin. So the idea is you pull the pin and you let the spoon pop, you let it fly, and then it's active, and then you're supposed to count 1,001, 1,002, and then throw it, and then you can get an airburst, so you get more of a kill zone. But I could never hold it for more than maybe half a second, and because those things are so dangerous, and as I told you, every time I threw one, I was surprised at how loud it was. Those things are just stinking loud. You have no idea.
That had to be common that most people, I would think, wouldn't hold it the full time you're supposed
to hold it. Oh, God. I mean, it'd kill you so easily, and you got to throw it far enough to get away from it.
How many times did you have to throw a grenade?
Maybe a dozen. It's hard to remember. I probably threw more grenades in creeks to catch fish.
Wait, you had to go find food?
Well, in Cambodia, we went into Cambodia, and we brought 10 days worth of sea rations, which are heavy canned goods, which are terrible. And we were there 66 days, so do the math.
Oh, wow.
They tried to resupply us from helicopters. They tried to just throw cases of sea rations, which are like cases, they're canned goods, like a case of soup. And they put no parachutes or anything, just threw them out of the helicopter. And the first time they threw 10 cases and not one made it to the ground. And the second time we found a little more open area, one made it to the ground. And then we were able to shoot down a second one. And so,
why would they not make it to the ground? The enemy was destroying
Double canopy jungle, vines, branches.
They just get stuck.
It was that thick. It's hard to believe a case of canned goods can't make it through the branches. Probably either the first or second canopy. They go up to three canopies. A three canopy jungle on the brightest day is like 15 minutes before darkness in a normal area. It is dark all the time.
Could you tell when you left Vietnam and went to Cambodia? I mean, is it just basically the same?
No, it was very similar. We went in an area called the Parrot's Peak, just by the way the land laid, I guess, you know. And so we walked in, and we knew that the enemy was in Cambodia, was using the Ho Chi Minh Trail to go from North Vietnam down through Cambodia into South Vietnam to bring troops and supplies. And so we knew there were going to be large numbers. And so it was scary. We knew there was going to be a problem. We only had 67 guys. When we finally found them 65 days later, we found too many. There were over 5,000. So that was nasty. And it's in the book. It's one of the last chapters.
Speaking of the book, it's really the beginning of the book, but it's a very intense rocket attack. Can you describe that to somebody listening who's never faced war before? What it's like to be almost killed by a rocket?
it was just one time. I was sitting on guard, and we never got enough sleep. We're always tired. The only time we got enough sleep was when we go to a fire base, and we would guard the fire base. So we would get maybe a week off, and then we'd be probably call it humping through the jungle, doing ambush patrols every night, and just constantly looking for Charlie, as we called him. So I was on guard. We were out there. And since I was so tired, I would always put my helmet on the ground and then sit on top of my helmet, which elevated me a little. And then if I fell asleep, I'd fall off the helmet and wake up. Mm-hmm. So that worked very well. So I'm sitting there. I'm half awake. I'm half asleep. And on guard, since it's dark at night, you use your nose and your ears more than your eyes. And so my ears and nose are always working, even when I was half asleep. You'd be surprised how far you could smell the enemy, because nobody took showers very often. We all stunk. And if the breeze was blowing the right way, I could smell the enemy up to a mile away. It's surprising.
Is it a different smell? I mean, it's a weird question, but do they smell different than your own troops? Because aren't showering either.
You smell like what you eat.
Oh.
And their diet was a bit different than ours. We always said they ate rice, fish heads and rice, is what we said. And, you know, I showed you the mackerel can. And so they ate canned mackerel and probably whatever. They probably caught fish just as we did. But anyway, I'm sitting there, and it's quiet. All you can hear is the insects buzzing and the normal jungle sounds. And it wasn't too hot. It was probably upper 80s. And all of a sudden, in the distance, probably, I'm guessing 75 yards away maybe, I see a little pinwheel, little sparks rotating vertically. And I just, oh, look at that. And the sparks got, you know, a little bit larger and a little faster and a little closer. And I was just kind of mesmerized by it. I didn't think much of it because, again, I'm kind of half asleep. But then it got larger and larger, and very quickly it got about 10 feet tall. And then I was awake, and then it roared past me. This thing, I believe, is about 122 millimeters, which is maybe 8 inches diameter, something like that. And they're probably, the base charge is maybe four to six feet long. And it went past me at about 3 feet away. If I reached out my right arm, I could have hit it. And it kind of singed the hairs on the side of my head. And it they fired it just a little high, and so it landed about 50 yards behind me and then blew up, and as it landed, I hit the ground, and so the shrapnel went over me instead of, and most of the shrapnel went the other way. Mm. So, and I had a buddy with me, Sean, and he was asleep, and as soon as it exploded, you know, he goes, what was that? You know, or I can't remember exactly what he said. And I was firing, and when I got done firing, I think I fired two magazines, and I used tracers, so it made it easier to see what you're shooting at. And I remember he said, well, how many do you think you got, Sarge? And I said, well, I fired, you know, you have 20-round magazines, and you only put 18 bullets in a magazine because so the springs don't break. And so I said, well, I fired 36 bullets, so I guess I got 36 of them, Sean. You know, and we always used humor to deal with the fear. And Sean, he didn't think it was that funny, actually. But it shocks you, but you kind of get used to that after a while, you know. At first, it's very shocking, but after a while, you're still shocked, but it's not, you know, you regroup pretty quickly, you know. And
did it take you to talk about those things? Or is there anything in particular that you're like, well, I had a really tough time with that?
After 30 years, yeah.
After so you wouldn't 30. Talk about this for a long time?
Oh, heck no. I didn't want to think about it.
Why now?
You know, that's the way your mind works. You can't ever not remember things. It's going to come back, and that just seems to be the normal way. And when you have PTSD, you need badly to talk about it. That's what heals you. You have to touch. It doesn't matter who you talk to. It doesn't have to be a psychiatrist or psychologist. Just talk to anybody. Many of my VVA buddies my age, they still go to group therapy talking about their experiences. And they do this to this day, and they're all in our late 70s, you know. So when you have a problem that the number like that, a mental problem, number one, you talk about it. Number two, you write it down. I've heard that a long time ago, and it's true. It's one of the reasons I wrote the book. You write it down, and in a way, you can forget about it because you've got it written down. You don't have to remember. It's a little mental trick. It works.
There's a picture of you on the front of your book back from when you were doing those dating.
I look pretty good back then.
Yeah, you look pretty good, don't you? Sergeant Becker, a Vietnam story, 82nd Airborne Division. I recommend the book. It is very good reading, and I thank you for writing it. And thank you for talking about it.
It's okay.
Would you be willing to come back?
Sure.
Because I feel like I got about 100 more questions. And plus, I still am not done with the book yet.
You got to finish it up. There's two love stories in it.
Okay. Okay.
I can't believe how much women like to read my book.
Really?
I am really surprised. But I think the love stories have something to do with it.
Okay.
And the second love story will surprise you. It's not what you think.
Well, now you got me hooked again. So you already got me, but I'll have to. We do have to have you back, Sergeant Thomas Becker. Thank you so much for your time
and
willingness to talk about these things. It's very, very important. Even my generation just needs to hear the reality of the stories, what it's like, and like you said, not a lot of people will talk about it. I've had some family members who were in Vietnam. They were not in combat the same way that you were, but
right. Even
they are reluctant to talk. And so
it's understandable.
Yeah. So that's why I asked about
not everyone can.
Able to get there. So thank you.
It's a shame.
And if you're willing to come back, we'd love to have you.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
This is Wiggins America.
But what about that idea? What about the idea that this is, even if one supports this effort, it's a band-aid, right? It's not like hiring 500 additional cops in D.C.
And I think they do have a staffing shortage in the D.C. Police Department. They need to fix that. I don't know what's authoritarian about putting some extra eyes and ears on the street, getting criminals off the street to keep people from being murdered and carjacked. Nobody in their right mind believes Washington, D.C. is safe. And to say the president's trying to help us keep people from getting murdered and carjacked and we have to stop this authoritarian push, it's just sort of ridiculous rhetoric. These Democrats don't know what to do with themselves. Every time Donald Trump tries to do something, they reflexively feel the need to oppose it without thinking through the political implications for themselves.
You think Democrats are taking the bait?
Well, I think they're acting like idiots here. The city is crime-ridden. I saw a guy get murdered in Union Station in February at 4 in the afternoon. I saw the body hit the floor at the bottom of the escalator on the second floor. And so everybody who visits there, everybody who lives there knows it's a serious problem. You have extra eyes and ears. They've arrested criminals. They're getting illegal guns off the street. People feel safer. Tourists feel safer. What is the problem?
That is Scott Jennings on CNN, of course, talking about how to deter crime. You do have to deter crime. You know, that's one of the big problems that we face in this country in blue cities, really, just in blue cities. And laws in blue states that red cities have to deal with, like in Illinois, I know we have to deal with that, is that they try to make an environment that is conducive to crime. And I don't know if every Democrat knows they're doing that. I think some of them do know they're doing that, and they're just really corrupt. But I don't know that everybody does. I think that it's always in this kind of language of rehabilitation. Like, we should make laws that don't just make career criminals out of people. Let's try to rehab them. Let's give them an opportunity to turn around. The problem is then you make career criminals. You don't really give them any incentive to turn around because there's no deterrent to the crime. So it's a circular feedback loop that doesn't solve anything. And we're seeing the results of that. I mean, you don't have to, like, theoretically talk about it. You can see it literally in areas that are run by Democrat mayors versus Republican or independent-minded mayors throughout the country. You just drive around. You can see it. So I wonder how you approach that issue and say, okay, well, if we're talking about the deeper crime, like, why would somebody commit a crime? Here's a great example, actually. Last weekend, I went to an estate sale. I was driving somewhere, and I saw a sign for an estate sale. I said, oh, I haven't been to one of those in a long time. So I pulled off the road in Granite City, and I went to this estate sale. I didn't really see anything I wanted, but while I was there, it was really hot. I was walking around. A lot of it was outside, and I heard the lady who was running the estate sale. I don't know if she was the owner of the estate or if she was like a separate company or what, but she said that she was sitting there that morning, because this was like early afternoon when I was there, and she left her purse sitting at the desk where you check out. And the lady, I guess, I don't know if it was a different lady or the same lady, asked her about some item, and she got up to go and check it. And it must have been a different lady, because the other one went and stole all the money out of her purse while she was distracted. And then came, here's what's crazy, this is how bold it was. The lady that stole all the money out of the lady's purse then brought an item up and paid for the item using the lady's own money, and she didn't know it. And then later, she was looking for change. Actually, that's what it was. She's looking for change, and she was looking for a purse. And the lady goes, oh, no, don't worry about it. That's fine. You just keep the change. And the clerk lady was like, well, I guess that was really nice. She goes into her purse and realizes her money's all gone, but she didn't know how it was gone. And then she realized later, oh, that woman did that. That is a bold crime. Because a lot of times when people commit crimes, they're like committing them against a faceless corporation or like the man or whatever. I'm going to steal from this store while it's closed. And you don't even know who owns it. It's a mega corporation. Oh, they can eat that loss. You know, I'm poor. They're rich. I'm stealing from them. But when you get to the point where a person can look a person in the eye and just rob them out of their pocket and then pretend to pay them with their own money, I mean, you're getting bold. So how do you solve that kind of crime? How do you solve crime from people who could not give a rip about the morality of it? And of course, you may know where I'm going with this. You have to have morality. You have to have some sort of morality for people to not do that, because it was a petty crime. I think she stole about 200 or 300 bucks or something like that. That's considered petty, especially in places like San Francisco, where they're not going to prosecute anything under a certain amount, like 900 bucks. That wouldn't even touch that. Are they going to touch it in Granite City? I have no idea. I hope they do. I hope that lady even reported that crime. I don't know. But people are so disenfranchised that she may not even thought anything would happen. She didn't report it. Don't know. Or the police hear it and go, how are we going to find it? You know, we don't have a camera. We don't know what her license plate was or anything. And they just kind of throw it away and nothing ever happens. There's no justice. The problem is there is justice. And this is what used to be taught in America. Nowadays, for whatever reason, we like to call it karma. But it's not karma. That's an Eastern religious concept. That's Hinduism. It's biblical. You know how it's biblical? It's actually called you reap what you sow. So it's the same principle. But if you do something, that's going to come back onto you. We used to teach that as a cosmic law. It is a cosmic law. It's very true. But the people who are willing to commit crimes, they don't care about that. Because we don't ever teach morality anymore. We've removed that from schools. We've removed as much higher plane morality from public society and public discourse as we can. And look at what happens. You get people with no conscience at all, and they just do whatever they want as far as they can go without being punished for it. Here's a great example. When I was in college, I wasn't a big drinker, but in this instance, I was pretty drunk. And I'd like to say that I didn't really try to, although I probably knew. I don't know. I was pretty young. And I was sitting around with some dudes, and people were pouring shots of tequila. And I don't know that I'd ever had, I don't know that I've still ever had tequila other than that. And as you do, when you're sitting down, you don't really notice it. And once I got up, I was like, oh, man, I was pretty wasted. And then we went to stereotypical. We went to White Castle because it was like 1 a.m. And I have no idea what we were like in White Castle. We were probably super obnoxious. But all I know is, and I do remember this, leaving White Castle and there was a bike sitting outside. And I was drunk enough that I'm like, hey, a bike. And I got on it and I just rode it down the street and then fell over. And my friends came and picked me up in the car. I'm assuming one of them was sober. I don't remember. I don't even remember who was there. But they picked me up, took me home. I remember them making fun of me, so maybe I was drunk and they were really not. But within 6 months, I moved into an apartment. And the goal of being in that apartment was that I was close to my classes on campus at SIUC. And we lived in the upper part. So on the lower part, below our stairs, I would always put my bike and, you know, I'd lock it up. And one morning, I came downstairs after a weekend. It was like a Monday. And again, I didn't really drink that much. So I hadn't been out partying that weekend or anything. But I came out Monday morning to go ride my bike to class. And my bike was gone. And I was like, what? Oh, no. And immediately it came into my head like, well, you did this too. You know, you stole somebody's bike. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't steal it. You know, I wasn't trying to take it. I was just drunk. that's a great justification. So then I start walking to school because I'm like, well, I don't know what other else to do. I'm going to be late to class because I had budgeted no time to walk. So I start walking to school. Well, halfway down the street, there's my bike. It was exactly what I had done to somebody else. It was, as you'd say, reaping what you sow. I mean, it was the most blatant example of it. And I've never remembered that. I've never forgotten that because I've always lived by that principle. Now, it's a biblical principle, of course. And I try to be honest when nobody's watching. I don't know that I'm perfect about it. You know, I do a lot of business and stuff, and there's a lot of things you can do in business. And I try really hard to be honest with everything that I do, all the paperwork and everything. So I don't know if I'm doing everything right. I just am saying that I try to. And it's because of that. It's because of that principle. Nobody's watching. There's probably a lot of things I can get away with. There's a lot of things that you can get away with all the time. But if you know that there is a bigger cosmic principle to this stuff, then you know that even when you're alone, when you're doing things that nobody would ever know, you know that somebody does know. And it keeps you honest. And we've lost that. We've completely lost that in this society because we don't teach that. We don't teach any sort of higher purpose. We don't teach that there is a God. We don't teach that there is right and wrong, really, at all. It's all about your truth. And so we've lost all that. And this is the sowing. Like, we've reaped bad seed, and now this is what we've sown bad seed, and now this is what we're reaping. So it gets us here where you have to deal with crime in a harsh way. And not that the policemen are being harsh, just that you have to have such an enormous presence to deal with so many people who are willing to break the law so easily. And ultimately, that may be a solution to crime in the immediate, but what you really want is people who are willing to self-police. You don't want to have to police everybody all the time. It's really impossible to do. How do you self-police? Well, you have to have some sort of moral compass. And to me, that means you have to believe in God and believe in that principle, that what you do comes back to you. This is Wiggins America. Thank you for being here this weekend, and thank you very much to Sergeant Thomas Becker, who was able to stick around for two segments. I only told him, hey, I said, come in for a segment. And then we're like, wait a minute, we got to go longer. We'll have him back at some point. You can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.